דווקא הסרט קדישן, השבי קוריאה בנס הסאקן, השבי סולסר בנס ליטל, סמולכה בנס ליטל, קוריאה בנס ליטל, all these kind of things. But there's an entire new category of malacha. That new category is a malacha when the action is itself that was the desire, not the result. You don't want the result. I'll give you an example. Baking. What's the malacha baking? All these kind of things. But there's an entire new category of malacha. That new category is a malacha when the action is itself that was the desire, not the result. You don't want the result. I'll give you an example. Baking. What's the malacha baking? Get a cake.
Someone put his main cake and put it on the bake. Get a matzah.
Yeah. Take the case over to Gemara in Shabbos.
The two cases. One is Korea, one is Korea, come on.
But there is any science event. Look, someone is never going to bet. Should bring a little shirt, is that good?
No.
Sure. Someone to get his kids to show us the ground top of you, so show a little shirt. That's all that. You have to live it, and you need the action itself, that's it.
You got to live it.
Says the Kibbutz Yaakov, if the action itself is what you want, that itself is considered it. That's an exception. Because it tells us really all, ordinarily, with most religion in Tantras, has to go after this time. And that could be an integral part of the definition of the law. I feel, hey, there the action itself is designed. It's a Kiddush. Because the Allah of Shinnah is God, it's told you that he mentioned against the Gemara, against Kasha. They get it, because it's all wrong. And therefore we have another Rishonim. So it's any Kaleah, which is not the Kaleah, is Chayah. So there's a king of Kaleah. But according to Kaleah, it's a Kaleah. There's no one that I brought him. Why? Because the Kaleah was written and written in advance. So you want it, it's not Kaleah. And he doesn't go, why? I'm not
here is the secret.
What's the second raya? Kvashim shlok, that is the raya. Is that a good line? What do you say? No. You can look at that right too, if you want. The Ran. The Ran at the very end of Parish Shmona Shvatim. He's talking about the Indian of Segwesh Gwadikwa. Say, what's the Indian of it? Ah, in there. The Ran to the soul. He's explaining the exact same thing the Lord is explaining, but he throws in another word. And that one word that he throws in will be sufficient to refute Tosfos' proof. Tosfos' on a proof in there, you can have a case where the Kavan is an integral part of the definition of the Malach. But the Ran, quotes the Gemara, look what he says. Here. The last paragraph of the Kavan is out. Eina ad malacha ela toga. Kein lefarek, she told the dash. Uvevayed lo dame the dash ala hecha she tzorak lamashke. Shudit shani mele. The hecha she ne tzorak lo dame the dash kwa. Rama ina kaya hai leke sop a kvash na rinim to come up there tzobis le gufa mutte. So how do you explain the fact of the gufa mutte? Nu, habasa. How do you explain it? Just come on, folks is wondering about. How can it be? You squeeze an orange, you want a, you squeeze a pickle. Because you want to pick out the vinegar, see a puff. So Tosa, you sold, you see, yeah, you sold a gun shot, down from the malachas, and someone to come out into the part of the malach. But what did the Ran say? No? You didn't catch what the extra word was. Shesheed the zoo, ain't the malach, ala told me, came to find, told him the dash. Revival, I've done the dash, I've had to travel the mashke, three season kvash. What's the key word? The word is, starts with a top and ends with a hey. Toga. The rush of the sort of toga, all by a toga. And it fits it beautifully. Why? Wow. Oh, sorry. Why? What? How do you define toga earlier? What is a toga? A toga is different, is similar in tachlis and different in pula. Correct? So what's the link between the toga and the app? The tachlis. So if you want a different tachlis, then a link is snaps, it's nothing. That's why Kvashim Shasafs on the goof on his cup. Because it's not the same pula, not the same tachlis. But if you have an amalacha, which you're doing when you have in mind the same exact tachlis, so what? As told is the raya falls short. It's a raya to a limited extent, it's an amalacha. But it's no raya to get the kavanah, look at the part of the mission of malacha, but it comes to an amalacha. It's a chalatul over here. So the Raya is an interesting Raya, but it's not compelling. But the Raya, the Raya can knock it off. Makes a different line of it. Very fascinating, yeah. Some of you use this line as a mantra, that there's no corruption to the group by Togus. The same smell. That's different, no, not the same, but we're not the same topic. Right, okay. Now, the Tos is clearly right, even though they didn't knock off the riots, in certain cases they're right. They might have thrown them out of the package, machate, now there are certain malachas that they would have to come out of nothing. And they have to be machate. They should point out in certain places. That's clear. No question about it. But the point in general is a big finish. As a matter of fact, there are some arguments also. The Arishon would say over here that by Zomer, the Tzorah Eitz, there was no need to Tzorah Eitz at all. The Chayyid didn't have Tzorah Eitz. So Rabbi Eitz is only according to Shita, to Rabbi Shimshi. What Rabbi Shimshi? Rabbi Shimshi. Yeah. I think it's the Rabban said it, somebody said it. One of the Rishon that we don't have says, you know, we don't look at the world. Says against us, the Rabbi Yor said it. Against. But what did Tosfos to say over here? When did Tosfos require Tzorah V'Eitz? When did they require it? If I don't chop off, I'll give you an example. I go in and I take off an apple. And I don't want that. I pull off an apple. I don't want that. I pull it off. Would Tosfos say the same thing or not? Tosfos here, you get the impression of not. Tosfos says, lo tishu be'etzin kol tzikim in Israel. What is the word etzin? That's not good. Etzin really is not a fruit. It's said before, eggs, that's a tree, it's not a fruit. So the Lord's desire to cultivate an egg on a tree, clearly this is a fair Torah age. But by now, there's a desire anyway. That's the Pasuk Shad in our Tosis.
That's what
you said. This is with every Pasuk Shad in our Tosis.
Somebody give that test from us.
Yeah. I want to tell us more about them. Should say not so. Now, days and days, I was going to say that even in Apple, you would be positive. But the Rambam seems to be with Joseph. So the Rambam passes, you know, that every Yehuda, the Rambam says to be able to move first time. He says, don't go to Tel Aviv, Christ's time. So the Raya Yehuda, what do you go to Tel Aviv for? The Rambam says, oh, the Christ's time. Right, so right here, the Rambam has a Joseph. How one could get out, possibly. Could be, as the Ebbe Tal points out, since he's already tired on Zoraya, he's not tired on Kosev, but then it's a double goof. That's the Ebbe Tal says. In other words, he doesn't understand why, but he doesn't understand why either. He doesn't understand why. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? You see, he wasn't a dead man, did it? I'm a parent. Ebbe Tal didn't explain it. You know what he said? He said he only tired on each of the group, so that's the only thing. If you do an action and it involves two to you, one sovereign group and one ain't sovereign group, you're not tired of the ain't sovereign group. Why not? Talk to the group, why not? So I have a pair of business sold of the Ran. The Ran sold of what we call Bittul Malach, that I'm a little tough. Chicken A can be considered bottle, top of the chicken B. The Ran is a Shabbos of Tuvah. Kedushi Ran. Okay? He's really so into Rashi, it's a very straight out. You look at that, it's the hardest problem in the Sephiroth. Kuv Bob and Alf, the hardest problem in the Sephiroth Shabbos. So there, the Ram says, this is so, into Rashi. So it could be like this, that a particular name of the Kuv Bob is considered the doctor on top of, secondary to the ticket of the Torah group. And then we don't count. That's all I want to say, Chab, in the end, the Tal Shab and Ram. So the Ram is not all by itself. Okay, next time I want to start the evening of Gosh. Sorry, Gosh. And Rashi explains that the question of Rashi meant, the way the Ram quotes Rashi, if you actually pull merely taking, for example, grapes on the cluster, they consider the fire. They're not given. So if a skin gets against Rashi, how can they take grapes? What do you mean? We all do it. We do it all the time. We've heard of Luke from the century. Shouldn't be able to go and have Shabbos take grapes off the cluster because of the fire. It's crazy. Doesn't have a deterrence. So the problem there, and it's a deterrence. It's not much the Eger Tal says, because the Chiddush Ladina. Eger Tal says that there's a heter, as far as Dutch is concerned, of the Alta. Now you're familiar probably with the heter of the Alta and Master Bora. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So Eger Tal says that the heter is not only applying to well, it applies to Dutch as well. Ethel Dutch is something similar to Bora. And what the head, what the nature of the heter of Bore Real, I lost the one we see that. As the Gemara says, called Derech Achila. So, Dust Real is also called Derech Achila. What's the difference? There's only one extra twist with the Eker Tal throws in. And that is, it has to be a kind of a Dust, which is usual to do Real. So, if you do, let's say, for example, you have threshing wheat. It's usually done on a mass basis. It's thresh. Bushels and bushels of wheat at one time. And you'll take one little amount of wheat to just have a little snack, and you'll thresh it. That'll be also probably with the rice, he says. But that's not the normal to thresh a few stalks of wheat. So therefore, that's us. But to pull grapes off of a cluster, even you'll say it's called matharic. But since it's normal, perfectly normal, full grip of the cluster for me to do, because we do all the time in the house. Therefore, it's considered a heck of a reality. Yes?
I'm looking more normal when you're
Ah, good question. That was far as Kalachayah, right? You want to pocket up those shirash a little bit in Kalachayah. I don't think I'll go that far. It's not that great, in other words. It's not, Kalachayah has to be a change in what you're doing in Kalachayah. The fact that you're doing a little bit of time, as a rule, is not viewed as being Kalachayah. There might be cases where my loss or Sivayah, you might be right. That the quantity might be enough for the label of Kalachayah. But that's only an exceptional case. The rule is not. Okay? Fine. This is where the Kalachayah says. The Chora brings riot moves, riot moves from Dinim and Shabbat. The Din is, we paskin that you may shell a nut for media juice to the Pharisee Gemara. Now I need shell a nut for media juice with your hands, you can use a kli. Now I'll use a kli, you can use a kli, which is miyuz of the kak, which is usually considered a more common than the where the Gemara is a chak. It's not shalom of kama. It's the first thing in Palakalim, which was on Muksa. The Gemara talks about the various kalim which are Muksa. The Gemara talks about the kurdus shalagoza, the nutcracker. The Muslim nutcracker is much of the use in Shabbos. It's all from the point of view of Muksa. But the other cow, incidentally, you see from here, using a nutcracker on Shabbos is not a problem of dosh. Why not? You're taking the inside of the good inside of the bed out, that's usually considered dosh. There it is. That is no issue of dosh. If it's normally for immediate use, and you're doing it for immediate use. If, however, it's not ordinarily used for immediate use, then even if you are first using it for immediate use, it's us. It's also a din of Shulchan Aruch. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch over here. Talks here about the question of Sharvitin. Sharvitin, someone said you should test somewhere, where it's not allowed for that reason, but it's not ordinarily done for immediate use. That's every thousand stuff. It's every thousand stuff. Now, problem is that there seems to be some poskim who deny entirely the heter of the altar by dosh. There's no such thing. Where's this thing? There's no such thing. You don't find that's true. You don't find it anywhere. You look in Shas and Rishonim, it's hard to find the Pharisee, the head of the altar by God. The Gatal said it. Where else did he find it? But you get the impression in the Chaskim, so there's no such thing also in his question against Rashi from the Maisa before Yom. Now, they forget that the Post can bring riots from Akronim, early Akronim. There's no head of the altar by God. They quote, for example, the Mogan Avram. The Mogan Avram says in Simon Shinchov, Zion, seems to say that the head of the altar is not a part of the Asher rule. Zero. Doesn't apply. However, it's not so clear. Because the case which the Mogan Avram is talking about over there is a total dosh called Schizen. You know what Schizen is? Squeezing a juice out of a fruit. Now there, it's not that common to take a fruit, squeeze it, and drink it right away. The more common thing to do with Schizen is to squeeze out, you know, put it away, and drink it later. Now, it doesn't be that much later. It's not miyad, what we call the alcohol, let's say it's an hour. It's more than an hour later, it's not called the alcohol anymore. And therefore, it's a possibility. Apparently, the general use of these pails, apparently the more common use, much more frequent use, was to use it for, you know, to make it to juice and to leave it as juice, like you do nowadays. You know, it's going to buy orange juice, which is mistaken weeks or months ago. Now, the problem is raised by the later Akron. Hey, wait a minute. Nowadays, that we very commonly sell shell nuts. Right? You pay four times by nuts that have already been pre-shelled, right? In the field before. So you found dust. When you want to have a nut, and you want to use a nut back for immediate use in your house, You want to have almonds and pears. Very common almonds and shops. Take enough like and you crack it open. Wait a minute. So there's so many almonds that you see in the stores which are already shelled, already peeled. So we should say now, according to this floor, that shelling almonds in advance is a very common phenomenon. And then it should be also for me to shell the almonds if I want to eat it a minute later. This is a question that was raised by the proposal. So, prima donna. Prima donna. He has vice versa here. The Shvis the Shabbos says it depends on the row. If the row, what?
You're
going to
start talking about what?
How are you allowed to shell nuts nowadays? When they make so many nuts shells for a long time, very common thing. The Shvis the Shabbos depends on the row. Won't the row or you shell for me? Because the problem with that is now they're going to take peanuts again. I would say that known for a fact, if there's a caller, that known for a fact that probably the majority of peanuts in America are shelled long in advance. So they peanut butter, peanut oil, and even you buy, you know, shelled peanuts. Only the circus, the baseball game, you can still get peanuts without the shell still on. So I mean, probably that's a chumah of the year. According to the Shvisa Shabbos, you can't eat peanuts and Shabbos. You can't shell peanuts and Shabbos. Unbelievable.
Why
should the world be
told
in the manufacturing? Should we tell them the world now? Tell them guns in America. Raw peanuts in America. I don't care about the manufacturer. I'm good at the peanuts. Why should we tell them? Give me another word, please. What? Raw my peanuts. I think the answer is you don't need a robe. That's not in robe. As long as it's a normal use, you know. You can't turn me down percentages, 20, 40. As long as the normal use of this particular item, use it for immediate consumption, then we can still probably have that barak chila. So, me. What was it about? Oh, so it could be that schita is worse. Because schita, the pu'ula of schita is a rule. Right? It's awesome. Anyone like this finish means this schita and that schita. He's right. It's the art is some. Now it's by that time, it will be just to very up top. Squeeze pressure on the juice. It's the heck of a. Here, in the concept of nuts, true, the majority of nuts of peanuts are used are shelled way in advance. But there's still a very sizable minority of peanuts that are used at the surface and in the house and the kitchen. It's a very normal pinnacle. It's certainly considered Derech Akilah to do it that way. No question of Derech Akilah. Since it is a Derech Akilah, yeah. Couldn't when it comes to Schita, the standard of Derech Akilah? Wow. Because Schita is something that I can't eat. It gets a bar of very good other forms of it. It's showing a different context. What Derech Akilah? This is the way you eat it. You eat it by shelling. I take a shot. I don't know. But Schita is considered you're producing juice. It's not called eating. You're producing something new. So then it could be the whole idea that it wouldn't apply at all to schita. So you want me to say, okay, that's okay. Good. Fine. Now we come to another major controversy. And what was, yeah?
The ones you try to avoid eating. Shall not.
With the shadow of Ali in the show. Okay.
And
the
standard conversation is kept around those way.
There are different times. We'll get to that another time. Okay.
Why is that to the staff of you? Because it's
crazy, I don't know why. Okay. Said the Ramah, very end of Shimcha Pao. This is very, very important now. Also, Likwal Shuman of the Talon, Shakolet, Vahaniyah.
On the left of the outer circle. So line there, it's only one line. I'll say it again. Also, Liko Shumi Mitzolim Shekolot Vania on the left of the outer circle. They not peel garlic or onions. The lady uses, but for me, he uses much. Understand? Ramah. The question, what's the issue? What is the issue over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah. How's the Mishnah Berurah? It's not going to have arms. Nope. What? Sorry? Mishnah Berurah is a cut pagan. So wait, how does he want to perish? Huh? Why do you want to perish? It's also Mishnah Berurah. Why is my sister a mission bar? What's fourth of the thing? Not both, but the out. Good. The source for this is a Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is one of the most difficult and critical Yerushalmis. And if you have a Gemara, you can see it inside. The Mordechai in the back goes to this Yerushalmi, which is the source for this thing. It's a very pivotal Yerushalmi. How do you learn the Shalmi? I thought that Mr. Brewer was wrong. Let's see. You're shining our parents, our brother. The Yad of the Mordechai page, pay base. The very top word, the first word of the second column. Man, I was a shock at Tuma. If you you have garlic and you're processing the garlic. So we go through a whole series of things before that time on 5 or 6 katos, the different steps along the way. Cognitive preparation, Chayim Mishim Dosh. Now what does it mean, cognitive preparation? When you press on it and get rid of the peel, right? Separate it. Cognitive preparation, Chayim Mishim Dosh. What does it mean, cognitive preparation? What does that mean? I'll read you verbatim what it says. And then in the rest of Telfane, Losh, Machin, Papish, there are a whole bunch of other things in right now. All of it consists of two lines. Kadmifrit for Reisha, Chayamish, and Dosh. Kadmifrit for Kofos, excuse me, for Klipos, Chayamish, and Dosh. The question is, what do these two terms mean? What does it mean? So, the big variation about it, explains. Cognitiveration means you separate apparently the garlic separates a little bit of pieces, right? Bang down and it separates. The good from the bad. Cognitiveration, the Klippos, he says, the Akash and Mithrakos of the Klippos Katano, both are Shumei and Klippos, will come time to go. Like, what does that mean, then? So, I go to that. That you're separating the garlic from the shells. You're mixing it together and separate, like that classical boil. You boil one thing from the other. Here's the source of the Ramah, that'll be it. Of the time of Yushalmi, Kadifa, Peresh, Kaidish, and Dosh, listen very carefully. Hainu, Kirota, Rash, Lakotcha, and myself, then Isa. Abu Kirota, Lech, Alakaka. Shari, one second. Shari the call from the Ophel on the Yak. So the Abel Smodachai is the fish at the head of the Ophel on the Yak going on. What is it? Dosh, the fish. No, I'll read it again. But the Kami Yishami to the map of the Rashi Kaidish and Dosh. Find it, he wrote the Kosh Master and Isa. Isa means like a kind of a dog. Abu Kirota, the left of the Kami on the Yak. Right away. Shari the call from the Ophel on the Yak. Clog, I got one. Clog, I don't know, no? The fish. So he's called Syria Clog, and the head of the outer by Dosh. No? Depends on Shah. And I will go further. I think that he's learning that the peeling process is Dosh, and not boiling. I hold that the peeling is not boiling, only Dosh. Okay, simple. You press down until you're getting rid of this, you press down on a garlic, so they separate the inside, the good that you eat, from the outside of the shells. and it's all you stick it down. I have a pot full of shells inside all together mixed in. Then you pull out one from the other. They're already detached. You're separated. That's the third. But the second step, that's also with the reality. Liberation is to touch on the head of the dog. Actually, the second time, Kadmish brought the gears, it should be Kadmish Kari says, on the bottom, not to this mind. I'm not going to get involved in various gear cells, a lot of different gear cells. The Pesach shows you like what I'm saying, which proves A, that they have to have dosh, they have to be out of that dosh. That's one number one. And B, that the peeling is called dosh, not called bottom. Now these two go all over Italian. You have to double or nothing over here. The Mishnah Berurah rejected both of them. He said, there's no heaven in the alphabet by Dosh. So Mela, you have to learn that what is peeling gold? Dora? If you pull a dust, you got a rock. You can't do it the alphabet. Yeah? Yeah? So I thought that I was right. That's what I thought. The Magen Avraham seems to be learning a different shot. The Magen Avraham says that Kadmikra B'Klipse, the second part, doesn't mean pulling the I pull one out of the other. A different kind of klipa, apparently, and a garlic, the different levels. Everyone have a deal with garlic here? Kind of a different, huh? You find garlic. Yeah, but the kind of garlic is different. The kind of different levels. Onion goes one big piece, right? Or surrounding, you know, one around the other. Apparently garlic worked that way. You bang on a garlic, so they were told, that it was divided into different little pieces, separate pieces, each of which has its own peel, and each of which can be then further separated. Yes. So, talking is complex thing without being in a bulky and garlic. Yeah. But, I said a chayal is to be learning too, but it's like this Magen Avraham. Okay? No, that's what he said. What? Sorry? It's different Shabbat and Isaac. I think Shabbat and Isaac Shabbat is what it is. This peeling is a dash and separating once. Yeah, that's called Lord. But the Magen Avraham had a totally different interpretation. Doesn't take out the outer peel and both out the inner peel. I don't understand the seeds that well, so it's hard for me to explain what's going on. But I feel like that's right. Because of Shabbat, I thought I go from one of my reads. I don't know if Shabbat is like me too. That's right after Shabbat. I don't know if Shabbat was even further than I did. I think that peeling a vegetable or a fruit is dust. But only why? Because I had to have the outer by dust. So I'm sure that said that peeling a fruit or vegetable is no issue at all. It's not Dora, it's not Dora. Ah, no. Rav HaShulchan said, in Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sivcha, if you look at the Rav HaShulchan, there's no issue in Dora, there's nothing. Only by garlic is there an issue. I have to say by garlic, this is why garlic, isn't it? Because garlic, in a normal way, is to do a lot at one time. We discussed it before, right? So it's a normal to do a lot at one time, therefore it needs to dust. But peeling an orange, according to, I mean, I'm also peeling, I know, what's not doing the ladies these days to a lot of the time?
Bananas.
Turning bananas, according to the officer, would not be involved in any Easter whatsoever. Whatsoever.
Sir.
Yeah? No, I think he learns Kashmir and he hears what he says. So when the Ramah says what he says, he never what I said. You know the old story. The Ramah meant what I want to say.
So in other words, that
there is
not
totally
not really
one thing I'm not supposed to be in the middle. Right. That's how the officer wants to chat with the Ramah. I don't know why the wife is fresh to chat. Say like me. I'm like I'm not going to. Say, you know what I said. Everyone thinks, but I don't know what he said. Okay, so I'm a little liar with that opinion. Okay. Why not? You're not doing any of it? Okay, I'll tell you a secret. According to me, you can also be clean with the car. So it's fair as you tomorrow. You're a nutcracker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a nutcracker is clean with the car. Why? But then the Chacham, there's no Isser to use a Pri Aniyuchel of Kaf Kadosh. No such Isser. One possible reason is very simple. Because since Dosh will only be knocked in a situation where it's ordinarily, however it's defined ordinarily, where it's very commonly used for relief use, such a Kri might not be able to Pri Aniyuchel of Kaf. Seems like a Napa Kvar, with Napa Kvar used for right away. It's always used for a lot of the time. So if you're on the sugar, you're gonna try to make flour for 2 ounces of flour to make one little challah. So you're crazy. So you're hiding a proper diet. But the kind of where by constant dosh, I think they pass the whole thing with into a case where you're doing it for immediate use and you're doing it for immediate use. Any food you use by definition, I'm going to put it in the cow. You can frame it that way if you want. But the value is important to me. If you use any food you want to do any kind of field that you want. So the fair sugar not? Now I got the whole bottle on the other side of the thing. So what I said is we put it to use a cucumber peeler and a carrot peeler, you know, those normal peelers that we use in the kitchens, on chops. What the hell? No, it doesn't have to be three-dimensional. No two-dimensional though.
You shave a piece of wood,
you might just call it. No, I'll just try that tomorrow. First of all, the pillar is one, and he's the one who makes the whole big deal about that, the dosh the altar. And he makes the whole deal, the riot, and the cook of babes when it comes to the nutcracker. Then he turns around and says, no, you can't. He's the one who invented the ether of the cucumber peel. He invented it. No one before said it. He invented it. He had a great job. He invented it. The question is, how can it be? It's ridiculous. It's impossible. No, it's too late for him. I can tell you. So, I read you the other time. You tell me what you think. There it is. No. Dosh or hold on a second. It's dosh. Somewhere, I got a tower raising this question. It says, how can it be? I myself say that you're allowed to use a nutcracker, so why do I myself say you can't use a peeler? It's a difference. She gives a very interesting answer. He works in terms of borrowing. Right? Because he's going to assume that peeler is considered borrowing. Here it is. I mean, Borek is cutting yud. He works with Borek. Nope. So we know that Borek, as a rule, did his packet, the clear use of the kaka does. So, why did he interact? So the question is, if Kira was Borek, and it's called Kira, then that's also Borek. So he wants to suggest that Kira, that's not called Borek. Why not? After you finish killing the knot, right? After you take the knot away, there's still some, if you can see the warm up, there's still some chazaraya in there. Adka. That's the, I think the pearl of the two is. The two is what it's called. If you take a cucumber and you use it to clean the little top and you take a bit of the peel, so what's left is Google Paris Pasha, Salus McKee, it's pure cucumber. When you get rid of it, you finish the corner shell of those and you finish shelling the knot, it's still left junk. Two reasons why it makes no sense. Number one, not true. What about almonds? Almonds, the minute you finish taking it up, finished. And it's very easy. So you can tell almonds, you can't use the almonds. With some shell, they didn't, he said nutcrackers to crack almonds and shabbos. I don't believe it. Number two, and the Talmud himself says that when it comes to the halacha, the whole football about it, I don't know if we got to it today, but the nature of war is the halacha, if you take a little bit of salt left over, it's also awesome. Right here's my whole problem. You shine the whole story about it. So what good does this do, this has in text? I don't understand it at all. And the Talmud says, you have to say 2 ounces of salt and 2 ounces of offal mixed in. And you take 1 ounce of salt out. Leaving a new mixture of 1 ounce of solos and 2 ounces of solos, you're chayim, shibor. Because according to the Babi, taking any solos is considered the act of borrow. So what are the answers over here? He took away the knowledge, he left some jam, so therefore it's not called borrow. It's against it, he himself is how he started against that. So I don't understand the tariffs of here in borrow's conjunction at all. I think the tariffs is, dosh. And by dosh, the flower is. That you realize you only do the outer, it's usually done the outer, normally done the outer, and you let it clear your want. What's the logic? The logic is there's no, in fact, you want to call it Bora, call it Bora 2 hours, you call it. Even Bora, but if you want to call it, that's clear the use of the car, it's only outer if it's a clear to the use for later use. But if the thing is you very often use for immediate use, it's not going to clear the use of the car. I think you want to call it Bora. You call it dust, and your whole hector of dust is only when it's normally the outer, then it's automatic, that's the definition. At the clear the clear you look for use which is not necessarily long ranging. Well let's take a peel of it. Because it's used for cucumbers and it's used for carrots, or usually done right before the meal. I use the same thing for other vegetables as well as maybe not so on. That's still not the use of those. Use potatoes too. Alright, but that's on the side of my potato. Usually most kitchens use potatoes. Cucumbers and carrots. That's probably it. So what is it? You must have root. Shmita Shabbos, the problem. So we have a new role. It's a question that it's certainly a very normal use of this item to do cucumbers and lettuce, but I mean cucumbers and carrots, that's a normal thing. So it was not clearly used for potatoes or he's saying that the reason why not fire shavuot when you use the kurnos shalom dozen, right, is because there's something, there's some solace left. That kind of warm up. And you get through the outer shell. So the good stuff is mixed in with the little, you know, what do you call those things? Those little pieces, right? Right. I do it by hand. I don't know. Solace. Story. Open the end. Himself, I'll read you the question. The question is very good. He says, "If Cain say it, carnates must be some race prayer called a Caleb. Kunish of a gozman, but say it also a gozman. How you are, that feel of the clear, and you look at the song, but the answers. I'm the one question to me. See, I dying on the Zufa, I offer the job of souls. Vena Kinami, Shavaya clean, you look at the fire, I offer the job of souls to Gami, how you also.
They take an
atom, okay? They take a nut crack. Right?
Well,
and you felt like it's boom. So what happens? The shell falls to the side.
No, this one.
Okay, could be. Could that be? Could be.
Could be.
Sure. If it's Sia, Adayan, or Lufa, or also we talk of solos. Then Akinami, Shem Hoya, Kwini Yufa, Levaya, also we talk of solos, the Game, Hoya also. The whole Dutch, she ain't got the key of Borat, why did he Dutch have a Shabbat too? Still lives then.
Right. When you with the first step just separate it and then you stop the image of break.
Well, that's a losing. Still lives then.
Right. When you with the first step just separate it and then you stop the image of break.
Well, that's a losing what it does with weeds, what it does with thresh weed, it's all left in a big mishmash.
Right.
That's called dash.
So isn't that the same thing? You take the thing and you break and get, that's what you say.
Right.
What we do here also, you break and get and you stop being one unit, but now it's all mixed together. You have to then do the separate.
So therefore it's only dash, it's not called both.
Therefore, why aren't you tired? If
Mishum Dash or Mishum Baruch?
Mishum
Dash. Good question. Good question. What's the answer? I know the answer. There's no answer. There's always a Dash, probably out. According to him, why do you find Mishum Dash? That's a restatement of the question. But I allow to crack nuts. Why do you find Mishum Dash? There's no answer to the out. Oh, so it has to come out of the head of the out of the Dash, there is. They're going to come to Salsa later on. Okay, as every time that was coming, you have to have the Dosh be out. Mishnah Brewer, the Mogadam holds, supposedly denies that Tadarach and Rinai, they're in trouble. And the times that was taken care of?
They're in trouble.
Okay, so here you're saying, so every time is taken care of. I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying, he doesn't mean what I said. He means something else. He means that it's not called separation. I thought that when you take, I take a nut crack, an almond, so the shells fall off. Okay. All right, let's go on. 1 second. Wait a minute. All right. Now. I'll tell you the truth. Why did I want to say that peeling cucumbers and carrots put them on Shabbos? Everybody does it. Everybody. Wherever I've seen, I don't know. I have
committed to all the places in the world. Wherever I see, wherever I've gone, wherever I peek into the kitchen, I've noticed that everyone is peeling cucumbers and carrots with peelers. Is anyone here who comes to my house and they don't use this stuff on Shabbos? Tell me, I'm just curious to know. Is anyone here, wait a minute, let me finish. Is anyone here who comes to my house and they don't use peelers on Shabbos? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just not a representative sample of the kitchen that I've inspected.
Carrots is not too common.
Why is it a problem?
They have to have
solace. Do you even want to have solace? As long as the rogue people don't eat it, it's solace. America, rogue people don't eat the outside of the carrot. Quite sure.
Isn't the issue to
peel
the cucumber
carrot? Uh-oh, so wait a second. So that's the reason I wanted to say it's Muslim. Against. But I was a little scared. After the Mishnah Berurah is also with the rice.
Peel the carrots.
Yeah, it's the rice. Baller. Clean use of the cat. Pastor, he says, all right. Who am I to come and say, do it? Knife is a different story. A knife is a different story. But I have a cat that Mr. Grew too. How can use a knife to be awesome with the Rabbana if peeling a cucumber is borer? If you have a cloud borer, the known of the conflict, the clue should not use it. It's also awesome with the Rabbana. So what's the impact? Use a knife? It's fine to be awesome with the Rabbana. Point to him.
He's making sure that he's going to.
How is it going to make you a guy? Was he going to use his teeth to
won't do it.
So I was scared to be mocked. But then I forgot about it. Everyone's doing it. I'm not being mocked in Chatkila. I'm being mocked in the end. Everyone's doing it already. So I realized that I could be mocked with a few other sniffing the hawker. There's no shadow of the rice here for the following reasons. Number one, in the case of cucumber and carrots, the outside is nechah, they have cock. In other words, you can eat. True, the majority you have no problem at all, but the majority don't, but you can eat it. In Eretz Yisrael, they do eat it very often. And even in America, if you have no peeler, no knife, and you're hungry, and you want to eat the carrots, you rinse it off and you'll eat it. No? Nechah, they have cock. Yeah. Well, you want to get up all the DDT in the wax. So they're now in salad, they slice and they serve with the peeler. It's very common. So, since Nachai Dad, and this is sure, this is America, since it's Nachai Dad's cock, since it's Nachai Dad's cock, so, says Poskim, that whatever is Nachai Dad's cock, there's no reason to rise. That's what the Talmud points out. It's a cock of test. Whatever is Nachai Dad's cock, there's no reason to rise. Finish. So, if it's rise, I'm not worried about it. Let's go further. I know this before, which we had you said. It's impossible to peel a cucumber or a carrot without taking some of the awful off with it. So you take, peel a cucumber, okay? And when you finish, look at the inside of all the peels. Are they green or white? They're all white. You can eat a carrot, I mean, mostly white. You can't even, you have some tanta, you can't. So, what have you done? You're taking up opalum solas from okay. That reminds you of taking the spoon and taking the flour with the soup, right? Which is mutter. This would be, so I said, Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, although he asked this, according to the cow, has it served me, and how come it's not mutter? After all, you're going to inevitably take off the uncle too. Has you start? So I told that in the imagination, the fact that, well, since you can't help it, it's unavoidably, this happens, goes with it, so that the little uncle is not considered significant, it's not considered taking off the uncle of solace from the uncle. In the case of flying soup, where you could if you want, just pull the fly out. And you're going to big tablespoon and taking a whole spoonful out. So therefore, it's pulling off from souls from the soul, from the oven. Look, here, you have no prayer. You're doing it, you don't want to waste any. You have no prayer, so it's going to, I don't mean it in that sense. So you have no alternative, yeah? So therefore, it's not going to be disregard a little amount of meat that comes up with the skin. It's a kind of issue. All right, but it's not moving to say that. It's only a sniff of alcohol. Now I can't. With my final sniff. And this is the Edgar Tal himself. But this is very difficult to understand. This is Edgar Tal, after he asked it, he wanted to dip in. He asked it using a clear yuchal kakta to peel the cucumbers. Then he says, via royally, the imkola bottle effort. Afilu la'anikol ha'chazman, ein zeh borer, the tzarachim. One at a time, that goes over.
Same price.
Yeah. Well, it's like it out. Thanks, if it's the cotton one later. How could it be? I can say to you, the fact that you finish on your own is absurd. Can't say to you. If you peel many onions, then you're over Mission Board. If you peel one onion, you're not over Mission Board. See the difference? I got it. Ridiculous. If you want from me, it's a Gemara. Well, not quite the fairish, but when your pocket's through, it's a big Gemara. What Gemara? It's based on the famous kasha of the Rashash. He didn't quote the Rashash. We know the kasha of the Rashash is kasha. The Rashash has the vine hay against Tosus. Tosus says over here, maybe we'll get to it now. I don't know what happened over here today. Tosus talks over here on the final talk on different days about you do the five you do the car, Visha, you can do the car, I shall over do the car. A whole discussion. And he brings an idea of the philosophy. Okay? So Rabban and all, Ain Visha, I'll do the car. That's what we show in the past. Ain Visha, I'll do the car. Alright? The problem is that the task the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. Why do you say, Ain Visha, I'll do the car? Why? The Mishkan had the son of money, and the son of money in the Mishkan, we can do the karka, we learn from the Mishkan, and therefore any shall we do the karka. Ask the Rashan, that's the laws of the Mishkan too. And if they have both that, we learn from the Kaddish of the Farak, and we must not find, hey, so we should learn from here that there exists the shall we do the karka. I mean, Rosh Hashanah says, Koshali, when we call on the Lechayim, came and out of the Mishkan, we should learn from the No, Shekhai Mitzay Dosa, may I have a goofy Mitzay, it's Kosher and Lando, etc. This is a fantastic Kasha. So, okay. Great Kasha. You have to answer, you can't leave it, leave a Kasha, I guess. You just can't leave it. It's impossible. You go home, so this is your Kasha, then I leave. So, they have a Tal, gives a Terence. So, like, he brings a cloud from the Magad Mishnah, and they write it. It's like this. The Rambam says in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Dalet, that you make da, you have five Mishnah Tzoveh. You make da, you have five Mishnah Tzoveh. He has to write it, but about the Magad Mishnah over there, wait a minute, you make da, you have five Mishnah Tzoveh. That's so bad. So the Magad Mishnah, what do you mean? You have both. What kind of crazy question is that? The writer asked the Rambam. The Rambam said you make da, you have five Mishnah Tzoveh. So the Rambam writes, that's crazy. When you make the Chayim Mishnah Vashon, so the Rambam, you're crazy. The Chayim both. So now the Rambam is crazy too. The Gemara is crazy, and the Rambam is crazy. That is neither Chalila. We're crazy until now. Now we'll figure it out. Like the Talmud is so, that's what the Rambam means. You cannot derive two melachas from one action of the Mishnah. That's the Rambam means. We learn from the Mishnah, yeah? This action is a melacha. But if it's already melacha A, how can you derive Malacha B? Maybe in the Mishnah it's a Malacha, yeah, it's Malacha A. Malacha B, Minola. So if A, if you're making die, it's considered so there as it derived, then how you Mabasho, with Mabasho and Mabasho and it's the same action. Terrace is not called so there. So there I mean, if you take die and put it on a wall, on a book, but to make the die, not called so there. And that's how you know it's Mabasho. You can't include it the same. Says that the path tells the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. Why? Because like this. What's the situation of chilas and the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is Sanhedrin. So it's again Sanhedrin. That Tzari Aleph and Aleph. That what they do is they think they took one chilas to make a chilas. What the hell? They took a whole bunch of chilzomos and they punctured them and they got the dark. How did it do it? Took those notes. Right. You suppress blood coming out of this. Blue blood. So what did they do? Took it, put it all in the pot. They took a big heavy thing like smash. All the blue stuff is squirting out and started at the bottom of the pot. Said that they found, that's called bone. Why is it called bone? It is separating the blood from the fish which are all around it. Of course. However, says the Abaytan, since Siyas Kalosh of Mishkan was Borer, you cannot do Abdash. Allah the writer, right? If one is one Allah, you can't do a second Allah. This ain't the Rosh Hashanah discussion. The question is, as the Gemara of Ayah is talking about the Chiyuv, Mamash of Dosh, like Allah. There it is, right? Nachos of Yudah, 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 one chilazim, there's no bor. Why? Because he wants to chat bor is not bor between the dam and the chilazim itself. Between you have dam, you have skin and blood. There's no bor between the chilazim. Skin and blood. So there's blood, skin, skin, blood, skin, skin, blood, skin, etc. So you separate the blood and the skin, which are all over the place, that's called bor. If you have one chilazim, that's not called bor at all. That is shalav dash. This is what they're going to suggest.
When is the
borrow?
The
borrow
is national or after the
national? Well, clearly it's national, it'll spread out and go back that way.
Why is national? The borrow is the after
the national. Yeah, he still is apparently smashing, it's already going to, blood's going to go off right away. That's already one action. That's what he suggests. The man, I don't care about the colossal, I haven't saw the colossal. But the pressure over the onion. So based on this, as the Agaritah, the whole issue of peeling the shemboer is only what? You're separating. You have vegetable skin, skin, vegetable skin, skin, vegetable skin, skin, etc.
I didn't do that.
Right, that's the issue of both. But only one vegetable is always true of both. I've kind of both. That is unbelievable. I mean, it's beautiful, that Torah. That Torah is fantastic. That's the Rosh Hashanah discussion. How in the world can you ever do bor and vegetable before the Agaritah? Now he's some kind of new super machine that wasn't invented in his time. Unless you'll smash down in a kind of, you know, many little tiny vegetables. They're like garlic and work their way, maybe Shami's case. But by carrots, by onions, by cucumbers. What I find it is, every time you peel a cucumber, you do one at a time. How do you do it? We have three cucumbers. Three cucumbers. You take one. Hold that. Is that also? No. And I have one. And then there were one. Then there was one. And you peel that one cucumber. He was one of the great Tashmi Buddha. Basically, he agreed with me. But you can't be bored by peeling. So you think there's no bored by peeling. How true is there's no bored by peeling? Because the rock says over here, on the fine dollar of an outlet, that only a human bored. No tell, so let you be no tell mashlicha. In a situation where it is not mechuba. He points like this. Borer, magreb, solot, abu, rebes, eile mechuberes. Go and sleep, and she's free, appear, etc. Ela, abu, rebes, kubat. Whenever there's a chibur, the brach, there's no zonabor, it's only dosh. The mele, to separate the cucumber peel from the cucumber, that's what they got called borer at all. The brach, the terrace is not called borer. So where did they tell them to grow my vegetables? You're separating the things all around it. So then they came with this interesting conclusion that one at a time is no borer. I agree. But all I'm saying is the way you peel vegetables, you can peel 3, 4, 10 carrots, you always do one at a time. So the whole list is full to pieces. I don't know. I don't know what the material is for. Unless onions, they smash the onions and you can't peel that onion. Can you do that onion? You can't. So I don't know. The bottom line of all this is, that I thought it should be Mayfield on a peeling a cucumber for the following reasons. Why should it should be borrowed at all? It's not, it's not borer, and it's already the Risham has to go out and try the Risham is the right, not borer, it's only dash, but dash is always about this kind of plea. Right? Number two, it's no deraisa because it's nechadet kach. Number three, the svar, heshi svar, it's taking out some of the poem of Buddha. Number four, hapesh al shopesh yitr. Pull a hole in one lot, and he's like, Kal, he somehow said that it's Buddha one at a time. So he pulled out, so it was always one at a time. What is he after me? I don't know. I have a little trouble with what he means exactly. I don't understand it though. Mr. Gore had a pause at that time. He had, I mean, he knew not at that time. Did let him know that at time. Should have paused with him from us, somebody else. Should come out and let you know how to do it. Doesn't that say the fair? Yeah.
How
do
you
think
a knife, if you
want
to,
if you're
feeling honest, you can feel
you don't
take
off any of the food with it. Well, using a knife is no problem. Yeah, but if you're feeling honest, you're not going to feel with the knife. Yeah.
So,
you
can
have them. The post wants to, that as long as you're not using a clean, use a flip, for whatever reason. My reason is not going to blow at all. Their reason is, I guess, I'm not sure what the reason is. Dara Hakiwa? Well, Dara Hakiwa? And it's, I don't know, it could be that this cleat. We'll get the bow, we'll see if some Kayla, this only use we do by hand, which is why it's not get your hands dirty. It's not closing cleat.
Well,
no, I'll just get you with your hands, no?
It is?
I don't know. Huh? This is as far as...
That takes care of the opening Indian that we had to Dutch and borrow.
I guess next time we'll start talking about the question of milking. It's very important, my love. Milking. Maybe the Pinyana come out of this, but the Tosis is the power. I need to give another day. Alright, let's review what it says in Tosis. Tosis' discussion is, what is the fire? So Rashi says it's Dosh, and Tosis says it can't be Dosh. But if it's Dosh, how can Chol be Chayav Mishum Afar? I guess the Chol is only by Gidul Karka, and a cow is not Gidul Karka. Tosis says maybe a cow is Gidul Karka. After all, we know the case in Shani, etc. The cow is considered Gidul Karka. Why? Because it lives off the ground. And the only case in the Gemara actually would say something is not good with cock like fish, like a lozen, 2 pages later. This is a very good idea, but you can't say it. Why? Because it's true that you treat cows like good with cock in a certain general sense. You're talking about specifically actually growing from the ground, and obviously it's not. And the proof is in the Gemara Baruch Hatzia, that in the case of a worker who's permitted to eat from whatever he's working on the ground, the puzzle of the Torah, only applies to things from the ground, it doesn't apply to milk and cheese. Since you're milk and cheese, they're not considered to do the cow. That's Tosis proof against this view. The Rambam holds like this view in all likelihood. The Rambam holds that that A and B shall be the cow. And yet he holds that you chayv on chol eva shemafar shemdash. There's another possibility in the Rambam, that the son's shot, the Rambam by the Rambam. The Rambam also suggests this, which is a little difficult to understand, that although the Avalach of Dosh don't like the Karka, but the Tol of the Fire doesn't need to do the Karka. Sounds very strange at first. I mean, if Tol is only Tol of an Av, and the Av is cutted by non-Gul of the Karka, how can Tol be Chayav? But that's what he said. I'm on pilpul of whether this is tenable or not. I'm just mentioning to you another possibility, the Rambam might hold. The Tosh of Shad, above Ram Ben Aramba, when they asked his Kasha to him, what is your father talking about? He owes Chol of his dash, dash to the kaka. How can he say you chayav in the milking an animal? So Rav Ron's my father meant that it's the Torah has been in it. But Rav Ron has a lot of interesting things, but not in the mainstream. But this same svara is also found in the Rambam. So the Rambam throws it out just as a possibility. The Avalacha requires the kaka to tell the others. Goes against what you're used to thinking. No, the other told us an av, I mean, how can it tell? Lo yakoch ha-ben, yachem yakoch ha-av. I mean, how can it tell to be your strange, huh? As I said, but the Magadish is not Magadish. The Rambam is like the Ein Lama in Tosfos. Kessel was Halach of Zion. Magadish says he holds the same Lama that a cow is called to do a tap. I want to do Tosfos Kasha, so we'll see soon. There are other views about Cholif. It's Cholif Mefarik. So Rabbi Thompson means Mamachik. The machik, what does that mean? Smooth out the udder. Very difficult sheet. First of all, I don't understand this is a kasha, so that's one of us. I didn't see a good answer. The Gemara says the very thing Gemara, which Rabbi Tam says is against Rashi, Tzadi Hei, says, call the Chayav Shem Afar. Yeah? So to say that, but that goes like Rabbi Yudah and we follow Rabbana, that's very shver. Right? That's Tosis Dova. So one thing is very difficult. The Gemara says a chole could grow gross time. She's grow gross, could grow gross. If it's chayav mishum dash, so by all foods, the chivas can grow gross. If the chivas is mishum a machek, and you smooth out the other, who cares how much milk comes out? Too late to lie. No, I don't know. It's an unbelievable cash. What did you gain? So otherwise, it's bad. That's not sheep or gross. That's only what the Rabbi Yehuda. Once the world said, that's why it's not Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbanan. So the whole question is, Rashi also has no kasha. So I want to make this kasha, but I don't see a good terrace. It's not coming horror. It's to knock the whole wind out of the whole, out of the wind of town. No? You had any answers? Maybe Shua Baruch Hu, it's someone else saw a good terrace. How do you answer this kasha? If, right, Rashi said that Chol of his Chayav Mishum Dosh. The Gemara says that the Gemara requires Gula Karka, and the Bryce says it's Dosh, and we know that the Behemoth is not Gula Karka. So they say, Rashi will have to say, the Bible says, Rashi will have to say, Rashi will say, Pasuk of Yehuda, or else you can say differently, that the price of Rabbi Yehuda we follow about it. So, no, but don't follow about the price of the Matzik, Rabbi Yehuda, and we all like the Rabbon. Look what the video of the time. Next word. We call the Meditam, the Dohak is not necessary, but it is necessary. How else to explain the Sheikh of Drogers? So what did Mao come and talk about? What did he think? I don't know. Could be, he said, could we have Meditam didn't answer this kasha directly. In other words, let's look at the post. Maybe he didn't answer this kasha, so we got to show against him too. The Hebshah of the post doesn't flow. It's very difficult. It's a good problem. Yeah? Do so. How's it going to help? So? No, but Kain, Bish, Elu, do the Kaka. That's the whole Kasha. And the cow is who's not going to do the Kaka. So, Kola, there is no Shir if the Grover is under the right level. One of them, you're right. Under the right level. Kola, Kaya, Bishim. Okay, but most Lashon is Kola, Kaya, Bishim. Ah, that's the Lashon. I think it's going to work out. Fire called Lashon the Gemara is.
What's
Shem
Shir
for the Rabbanu? Hold on.
It's never
missing. Acholev. Okay. What was it? Acholev, Amachabes, Amagabek, Yidro Geres, Chaya Chadis. Sure. Fetch? No? Unless you want to say it, Amagabek, Yidro Geres. Lupshan. Achol ha-mechavetz, anochi, eitzah b'charech, no? Achol ha-mechavetz, ha-megalem ki-grogus. No? To resort to eitzah. Yaakov even strips when he... No? The sakin, the sakina parifah, the split, I don't know. I wasn't even out of this, yeah?
According to Rabbanan, even if you remember if you said advice like,
when
they
were related,
we have to make it possible. That's
the kasha. I mean, even without
the wisdom of
the mechanical control, then we're going to have a cultural problem. Okay, so you could say, but then the chiyuv of the therapist, once we're talking about the chiyuv of dosh. That's the answer. Okay. Say it. But you're going to be stuck at the same dosha, right? I don't know what game. No, I mean, this is a tremendous cash. I don't know. Maybe you can let me know by next week what you discovered, research.
Why you're not high over the mission mapping,
so that's what I think. Yeah. Also, that some of the comments don't come to the case where first it's moved down, but that's not the cash. The main cash is, but why is there Shri Gogres? Where does Shri Gogres come into the phone? Unless you'll say, Tegavi Uda. Was it Tegavi Uda? Thinking out of your cash against Russia.
You also mentioned
Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Whatever, okay. I'm just saying that this cash is, I don't really know how to get out. Okay, no. Yeah? Squeeze what? Squeeze. Utter apparently, the way I understand it is it's rough, and you take a little bit of the first milk that comes out, it's smooth. Yeah, you smooth the entire utter around. The utter now is a smooth surface, and it makes it easier to milk the calf.
If you were to do that, how much you can default
with? Allowed? 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 Allowed?
Allowed?
Ooh, how else you smooth it? I guess maybe you can do it with your hands, but there's no way to do it. Is it done with hands? Okay, could be it's done with the hand, but most likely you probably take a little of the first. Well, we'll see that. I'm staying out for a reason. That could be the first little drop is taken. Usually just move around. Well, lubrication. Just move across a little lubrication. Right from the palm, so the lubrication. Basically, I'm not a palm boy, I don't know, but you'll see in a while I said that. Okay. Now, of course, Tosfos doesn't like a Menachem either. The reader doesn't like a Menachem. He's a fantastic cash against him. What's fantastic cash against him? The fantastic cash against him is the following. They nearly read the prayer, Kovitz, Amina, Cholavad Lotopa Kadeir, Avalonos, Avalonotopa Kar, Rabbein Tamal, Lotopa Kadeir, Lotopa Kar, Peshkutra Shapir. to make culture with that in Kosher Bochum, Shecholot of Akadeira. Now, I'm going to be able to dash in Shtana. So you said you're allowed to, everyone knows this famous head, you're allowed to squeeze it into food, right? That's good, into food, so then you're allowed to look at the food. So according to Rashi, you're making the dash. Same as you're allowed to squeeze a lemon onto your fish, so you can milk the cow into the hay. But according to Rabbi Natan, I'm looking at the Mishnah Machai, who cares what's underneath? It's absurd. Pillay point. It's a fantastic cash. No answer to the number. No answer. Obviously, Rabbi Natan, the other question, this obviously knew he must have answered this question. So the same by Yosha, Rabbi Natan, the answer is that it's mutter for the following reason. He says, it's called Uchba de Yifras. That's what Lashon say for Yosha. It's food. Why? I mean, Thomas learned the whole Gemara from Mandala talking about Yontif. You know, there's a toast from Mandala the Bay. It's a question that's going on Shabbat, going on Yontif. I mean, Thomas, so happened, learned the Sugya, referring to Yontif exclusively, not to Shabbat. So it's talking to Yontif, right? So. So those are the years. But the problem is, wait. What happened to Mamatic? So Rabbi Tan never really spelled it out. What does it do with Mamatic? What does it do with it? So that one gives two tables. Rabbi Tan said nothing. He didn't answer. He didn't say, yeah? Mamatic is what we're doing.
Yeah, it could be any more Havoc.
Very hard, because Mamatic is primarily not an Ochel Nevis to give a lot.
The closest street is that Bona would work beyond, you could do Bona and like we got there. No, forget that's the biggest thing that you can send a toast on it, that you can do it in the first place. You said you should be able to down and
yeah, but the only difficulty with that is that it's not yet to deal with the food directly with the car. Oh, you could say it. The Chasim Sofer doesn't like you. He says on Yontif a cow is called an offer. Shabbos not. On Yontif a cow is called an offer, yeah? It is. You can eat it, you can check. Ain't or not will be offer. Shabbat would be also because it's a machek because the cow is not called an offer. But Yantif, and the machek would be also.
It's more than the part that you can't call the
offer. Sorry?
It's more than the part that you can't call the offer.
You can eat it.
It is.
You can eat the
other. Cow, they got the sugi there. It's cool. Sure. Sure, that's a mic. It's possible. Call it, I'll hold sugi. Sure. Call it, shoot the call it. I got the mic. Okay. That's his answer. See, Shai had a promise, and why you have a Shmitosh? I mean, why you have anything? What's the problem? Did you tell Makar what's the problem?
I mean,
he has a cashier. How are you allowed to milk a cow into a pot of food? This is more than Kufan Dalit. Because the Gemara talks in Sukha Kufan Dalit, but the teapot will look leftless up here dot. Kind of the first drop that come out, they would take it, it would use to smooth up the other. So I mentioned before, teapot will look leftless up here dot. That's quite about it in the Gemara in terms of Heksha, the Kabbal Tumma, and a few other connections over there. We'll see. In fact, they say, cow, so how can you milk into a pot full of food? Where do the first people? First you ever get the food, this is a lubricant. Huh? That's a serious problem. What do you do with that? Now, I never had to talk after they went to the first round. Answer the other cow, half of a man, excuse me, what else to say? He did it without the people. He didn't use the people. So they say, cow, if you use the people, how can you smooth out the other? He needs lubrication. He didn't swear the other. Oh, he didn't swear the other, so it's what's worth it. That great time? You can catch that, huh? Magic. So there's a problem. He says, call a lot of them talk today about the Hakara. Why? Why? What's the difference between today and Kara? I mean, I have to admit, there's no question. The difference between today and Kara is on a level of Disha, of Sleep. It's the same thing on the Rabbana level. Right? Why should they learn on the right level? I mean, I don't learn on the Rabbana level. Expect the great time. Panicha. The normal part of the milk, so, but the first people never got into the there, right? This is the lubricant.
So it's the chayv and atif. Chayv and the raisa. A chayv and the raisa, but chayv and the raisa, and a tzara, she is the raisa. Back in the world, how can you do follow the tzara, and the raisa, and the raisa, on the first people? It's a very powerful question. That's a good problem. You want the answer. He didn't take out anything good. He didn't take the first people and use it for lubricants. He put it all straight into the path. So it'll be new rough, so it'll be harder to come on. So they didn't use the lubricant. So how did he smooth out the surface? He can't. He didn't smooth out the surface. So they're eating a mathic over here? No, because how come my skin and they didn't smooth out the surface? How do we know? I just said, kick the terrace. No, it has to be that way. Because if you would use the people for the flat, it'd be higher than the odds of the rice, but not the cool the right away. It's very good terrace, no. Yeah, it's not.
Why
is it
that
we're talking
about
it? Come again?
Why is it that
we're talking about
it?
He said it for reasons of his own. Josh Borer. Borer. That was the problem with Borer. It's also because my dad is about. He didn't say it for this reason. The kicker. The Akbon of two answers, Rabbi Akbon just left it open to us. Hakam is known. He's from Mache. In the sugi of Kufran Dalla. The read, for this reason, left Rabbi Natan out, said it's Torah here. So you get two answers, either Emanachim or Oakland, Rabbi Natan was your tongue going on Yantif. Or another situation, another territory, Rabbi Natan. And the only reason why in the Mapeg is because you have a Tifa. Here you can't possibly have a Tifa, because if you had a Tifa, you would be allowed to be followed and talk like a Derek. Since there's no Tifa, there's no Mapeg. There's no Mapeg, so that's why there's no Tifa. No reason for us. At least a Bosh is concerned on the Rabbana level. That's taken care of by the Tochak today. So the Gemara works out for him. Okay, this is the answer to the question that we against Rabbi Natan.
So you're going
to tell me going to be the Rabbana today? It has to be. Otherwise, the Kedera and Kara is totally different. It's different to be different.
So what's the difference
that in Mahapur, what's the difference in the life of what you're doing into the Kedera and Kara? Take off the dust problem. That's the problem they have to be. Can't argue with that. Fine. Alright, halacha l'maaseh. What are you allowed to squeeze in the morning? Allowed to squeeze? When is Eisus Chita? When is not Eisus Chita? So that's not discussed here directly. It's discussed in the Sukkah of Mandat. Then we learn that there are three levels. If something which is normally used for a liquid and you squeeze it, it's chayav in a Torah. The grapes make wine, it's a key of the rice and sweet. Here is something, ordinarily never used, liquid. Like the watermelon, for example, like watermelon, and you may squeeze like watermelon juice, sugar in it. So then, water, have the gun on it, because watermelon is not called liquid. I already put sugar in it, but it's not normally called liquid, it's not called sweet. In between, it's called tusa mirimoni, that's berries. They're not used primarily for the Jews, but they're used commonly for the Jews. And this is also the Rabban. Zeyrishun, Zeysevanav. Now, Zeysevanav, Malachim, also we've seen it again in other places, and it's true. It's no, I don't do that at all. It's Rashi Kvetz Kukandala on the base. Come on, you know the base, Rabban? It should be a question. You know, those are the things we're commonly used. But they're mostly used for the liquids. Malachim, Malachim, Kanaf. It's possible that oranges, a certain kind of juice oranges grown in Florida, which I use 90% for juice, if you squeeze them, it'll be cheaper than rice. It doesn't mean you only need the exact amount of them, like the most trumas.
That also means that most of these carrots that you use for the mask
Good question. The answer is that, Midorais apparently, the Torah is called based on the road, for the word that if the road is used for liquids, then this liquid is treated halachically as a liquid. We view it as being a liquid product. And if not, it's considered a part of food. The Rabbana said that, you're right, the Rabbana never looked at that way. Only Bukla Daita. So you can't say 2-3-1 Bukla Daita, like 30% use it, or the Jews can't say Bukla Daita by 30%.
Only like things we've never used. Could be the Torah of Bhagavad Gita, like 49%. That could be shot. Huh? Most of them, listen to this, Bhagavad Gita. Could be. Good? Fine. So this is the question of what is Chayav on. Now, I'm not going to look at this complicated question, which I'll leave to your research. What about a situation where in one place they do squeeze, another place they don't squeeze? It's a very, very interesting discussion. I'm surprised you want to consider Shinchot, and there are more, and the Mogan Agrom, Shinchot Nalat, and they eat pork with Tosas, which you may have learned in Tadi Beis and Beis. But the Bolo Rubriyama, that kind of stuff there with Hayakari, etc. That's the source of this. The Buru talks about it at the Allah. Not going into it now. Alright. Then they quote another interesting shayla. May you squeeze Boser into a pot. What's Boser? It's sour grapes. Proverbial sour grapes. Of a suffer Boser, no? She may bought it to Canada. So may or may not. So this depends on what we discussed before. The toast is so she tells her that also is going out there. The cholera man, another toast from Megal, the more the point of the time. And the top of the dying, explain the rule explicitly. It's an interesting question. Can you do a reality? What's wrong?
Are there some
motor
vehicles coming down? It's all coming down themselves?
Ah, good question. So the assumption is you don't eat up all the, drink up all the milk, you milk immediately. You can fill up a whole
plus this also
says,
somewhere in
the parrot that,
oh,
can you put up
a little bit,
it's still a possible. You know, that's, most possible. Could be. Now, she's tough. Could be.